Common Knowledge Podcast, just a man doing the best he can with what he got. And look, guys, I'm on the record saying this, and I'm staying by this. Trump ain't gonna get the Republican nomination, bro. It ain't gonna happen. Yeah, I know he's ahead in the polls, and all the polls say, yo, 50% Republicans love Donald Trump's dirty draws. But I'm telling y'all, guys, he ain't gonna win. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, dog. Like, seriously, I need to change this podcast to I Be Knowing. Like, it's a lot of things I say on this podcast. People like, oh, L. Spade, you stupid. You broke. You don't know anything. And bam, they happen. And I never get credit for stuff, right? But I always get dogged on being stupid. But I would say, man, the Common Knowledge Podcast batting average is around, man. Look, man, we getting like 8 out of 10 of these things right. Dead ass. I got the Twitter situation right. I got the Elon Musk situation right. I got last year's presidential outcome right. And I'm telling y'all right now, dog, Trump ain't gonna be the Republican nominee. He just ain't, dog. It's just too much stuff floating around this guy. Right now, people are supporting Trump as a pitch of defiance. But I promise you, man, I bet dollars to donuts. A lot of those people don't even really want Trump. They just supporting dude because they saying they supporting dude. But there's going to be a breaking point, dog, where all these indictments and arraignments really come crashing down. And I still contend to you guys, dude don't want to be president again. He really don't. Dude ain't running for president. He running from the law. Like, I don't think he wanted to be president the first time. But now it's kind of like a self-preservation thing. Like, dead ass. I keep telling y'all, I truly believe what dude gonna do is what we did with the homie Spiro Agnew. Look, man, I'll start running if y'all drop all the charges against me. That's what's gonna happen. If I had to bet. I mean, I don't know. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, kind of no crystal ball. But look, put my Negro Domus hat on and tell y'all, dude ain't gonna be the nominee. Look at all the indictments, bro. Dude got 2 counts of solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. 2 counts, false statements and writings. 2 counts, filing false documents. 1 count, solicitation and violation of oath of a public officer. Like, bro, what else he got? Violation of Georgia Racketeering Influence and Corruption Organization Act. You know, let me tell you something, right? Let me stop right there. Because I have been hard on Fannie Willis, because I felt like she was using the RICO Act to go against rappers, like dead ass. Like, I felt she unfairly used rappers' lyrics to try to convict them too and get them on racketeering acts. I really, truly believe that. And I said this, you can't be the prosecutor to go after rappers for their raps and not use the same statute against a public official. It's basically the same damn thing. I know y'all like, no, rap music with Trump didn't. Nope. He said things as a recording. They caught dude on tape saying, hey man, find me the votes. And you saying the same thing about rappers. Hey, they're on tape confessing to crimes. So it had to be the same thing. So I'm kind of glad the Georgia DA went on convicted Trump under the RICO Act. It kind of brings, it kind of makes me feel good. Because look, at least she's consistent. I'll give her that. But anyway, he got the RICO Act. Then he got conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree. 2 counts of that. Conspiracy to commit false statements and writings. 2 counts of that. And it just keeps on going. Keeps on going, dog. Keeps on going. Like, dude got in all, was it 14 indictments and 18 other charges? That ain't gonna fly, bro. Dead ass for nobody. Like, he gonna go down on one of these charges, y'all. Seriously. He's gonna go down. It's just inevitable, bro. You can't have all this weight something's going to break the camel's back, he ain't going to be the nominee. I promise y'all. Like, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. He ain't going to be the nominee. And I'm saying that to say this. I truly think Trump is going to drop out of the race sometime next year around June. And I say that because that should be the time where all his cases begin to wrap up. And he'll end up dropping out because he'll make that plea deal that I mentioned before. But if for some reason dude doesn't drop out and he takes this thing all the way to November, it ain't going to be good for nobody. And even if he drops out, you got to be looking out for this. And this is a prediction. It's not a good prediction, but this is what I predict. Next year, you're going to see a lot of terrorism. A whole lot of it. And the reason why you're going to see terrorism is, well, first, let's just be honest. America was built on terrorism. It was built on violence, intimidation, and terrorism. Yes. The Boston Tea Party. That was just basically a terrorist act, man. White folks dressed up in red face, like Native Americans, and threw over tea. You got a long history of white folks raiding black people, beating them and killing them. Intimidation. Black Wall Street. Look what happened to that. Memphis, the riots. America loves violence. That's our go-to. And when you don't get what you want in America, you tend to throw hands. And you're dealing with a group of people, Trump supporters, that don't care about facts. They don't care at all. They legit don't care. They believe what they're told. And when you're dealing with somebody like some toy soldiers like this, it's gonna get ugly. You're looking at people who actually stormed the Capitol, bro. Which I still contend, if them been black people, they would've gotten shot. They would've got shot. Now, we got enough case studies to show if those rioters or insurrectionists, whatever you wanna call them, had been black or other, there've been a lot of dead bodies in Washington. Dead ass. But let's just be honest, man. White folks can get away with terrorism in America. They can. January the 6th was a legit terrorist act. Oh, nobody wants to call it that. It's an insurrection. It was a riot. No, it was terrorism, dog. It was a group of people who didn't get the answer they wanted, so they resulted to violence against America. And we got a long history of that, dog. And that's what you got to worry about next year with these Trump supporters. It ain't even the Trump supporters, dog. It's the people gaslighting these supporters. I don't even think Trump cares anymore. Like, dead ass. I really don't think he does. But you got a lot of people making money off Trump's name fomenting this violence. You see Fox News is starting to back away like, man, nah, I don't know about this. They got like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But your Newsmax and all these other mom and pop rinky-dink shops, your Steve Bannon's, which, look, man, I don't know what Steve Bannon planning on doing, but Steve Bannon just trying to tear this whole goddamn thing down. Like, if you listen to him, like, bro, you just don't even care no more, do you? Like, you just trying to tear it all down for no damn reason. Like, dude is an anarchist at his core. But that's what scares me, dog. These folks ain't got no cause. They just want to tear shit down, dog. Like, the American dream and the idea of America is inclusion. But the problem is now it's getting too inclusive. Like, dead ass, look at all the judges and the people prosecuting Trump. It's a diverse array of people. It's starting to look like America, and there's a certain set of America who doesn't want America to be, dare I say it, diverse. Dead ass. And when people don't get what they want like that, guess what they do? They resort to violence. So that's the thing, dog. Like, I truly hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, dog. These folks about to act a goddamn fool next year. Hope I'm wrong, though, but haven't been wrong on a lot of these things, so we'll see.